And now we welcome Radio 4 listeners to the program. No, I'm sorry. And now we welcome Radio 4 listeners to the program. Now we welcome Radio 4 listeners to the. And now we welcome Radio 4 listeners to the program. Four listeners, is that all this Holy Month doing?
Good morning. You are listening. Good morning. You are listening to Radioactive. 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome along to your favourite local radio station, the Get Up and Go station, the station that puts action first. It's Radioactive. You're listening to Bedrock, the early morning breakfast show, and my name's
Mike. And
if you just joined us here this bright and happy morning, the weather forecast for the rest of the day is dry and sunny with a high of 94 degrees centigrade, that's 18 degrees Fahrenheit. And let me remind you that you're tuned in to
Radioactive,
broadcasting to you locally wherever you are in the nation on 222 metres medium wave, that's 99 point blank in stereo VHF. It's 13 minutes past and, we've a hell of a day lined up for you here on Radioactive, Britain's first national local radio station. There's plenty of time reports and traffic reports, time checks, recipes, time checks, the usual competitions and phone-ins, time checks and a host of other great features and time checks. And above all, there's lots of good music. But first, though, with a time at exactly 13 minutes past, let's listen to the latest single from the sensational Swedish sensation from Sweden, Baba, with a music machine. It's exactly 13 minutes past.
Go and put it in a Swiss bag. On account of our similarity. It's the only place that's clean enough. We pretend that it's fun and don't mind if we sing this rubbish for a month. So long as we stay at number one.
If that was one of your current favourites, why not give us a ring and tell us on this number?
485-6242.
I'll repeat that.
Oh, one.
It's exactly half past here on Radioactive, and it's hello to Mike Stand. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Good to see you.
Yes, it must be.
Great. Heavy night last night, Mike? Your eyes look dreadful.
Well, you can see what they look like from this side.
Super.
Well, listen to that. That's terrific.
Okay. Well, I'll be saying goodbye then. Mike, have a great show.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Wherever you are in the world, there's one credit card you can't afford to be without. American Excess, the card that gives you more credit where credit's due.
Madame, monsieur?
You have a room for the night?
Yes, of course, monsieur. That's 200 francs deposit, monsieur.
American Excess?
Oh, that's different. 300 francs deposit.
American Excess, you know it makes sense. And save dollars.
Oh, well, my time seems to have trickled away a bit like bathwater down a plug hole, really, but not quite so dirty. Anyway, here's Mickey to fill my shoes for the next few hours.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mickey.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mickey.
And my first record's been requested by Zoe of Maidenhead, who's asked us to say hi to Trevor. She says she's sorry, Trevor, and hopes you'll still be able to cycle, and promises to replace any of the appliances that are missing. Good luck with the op, she says, and see you soon in court. It's 4 minutes to, and you're listening to Radioactive. Hello, darling. How are you?
Fine. All right. Who was he? Who was that man in your bed last night?
You.
Was it? Was it? Thought I recognised his pyjamas.
Johnny's meeting me after the show. Will you still be here?
Johnny? Johnny bloody who?
Johnny, our son.
What, him again? Can't you tell him to leave you alone? You are my wife, you know.
Did I tell you Daddy had rung?
Daddy? Who's Daddy then when he's at home?
Your father.
My father, very likely.
He said he'd be round to the flat around six.
No, well, I'll be back by then, so he'd better watch out.
Okay, stand by, 10 seconds.
He hadn't heard the news that I was pregnant.
Pregnant?
I told you.
Oh, yes. And who's the happy father, then?
Michael, you are.
Who the hell is Michael, you are?
Lovely old dead Elvis there with a record he recorded while he was still alive. Suspicious mind. It's very nearly news time here on Radioactive, and time for us to join Roger Rogers at the news desk.
Washington. President Carter meets heads of state.
Good evening. Today, President Carter met several heads of state in Washington.
London. Sixth man inspiring revealed.
And in London, the identity of the sixth man inspiring has been revealed. And now regional news.
Regional news. A local man dies.
A local man, Mr. Arthur Smith, a plumber aged 33 with a wife and two children, has died today in a nuclear holocaust. And the weather?
Weather. Bad weather forecast.
There will be a bad weather forecast in half an hour's time.
The time is fair whizzing by here on Radioactive. And as usual, at this stage of the day, it's time once again for Radioactive to link up with our weather ship, moored just a few miles out to sea, for today's shipping forecast with Mike Codine. Hello, Mike. We understand they're experiencing some pretty turbulent weather out there. Hello, Mike.
Oh, God.
Mike? Well, it looks as if the weather might be causing one or two technical problems there. You know, short circuits, broken cables, that sort of thing. Perhaps better leave Mike just now. Doubtless just putting the final touches to the shipping forecast. And we'll be back to him for that very shortly. In the meantime, film review.
Hello. This week I went along to see the latest cinema television spin-off, Blue Peter, the motion picture. It was trash, boring, banal even, but even so I didn't like it. One of my tastes is the new Buster Keaton season opening this week at the Trendy Arts Film Centre in London. Among the films to be shown is the truly classic The Stuntman. Who can forget this truly unforgettable scene? Remember that? Gripping stuff. In stark contrast to the poignant and moving deathbed scene at the end of the film. Truly brilliant.
And now, Radioactive presents...
Commercial time.
Do you suffer from the oldest social problem in the world? Then you'll know what it's like to have bad breath. But now your problem days are over with new Quiddies lozenges. Teenager Julie Stench tells how it changed her life.
Well, I never used to have much of a social life. All the boys would ignore me. And at parties, sometimes I just feel unwanted. Hello, everybody. Then, one day, a close friend told me what the problem was.
You got bad breath, love. Don't turn around.
Well, eventually, in desperation, I went to the chemist to ask his advice. Morning, Mr. Turner.
Oh, hello, Judy. Nice to see you. Hang on a minute. What can I do for you?
I told him what the matter was, and he suggested I try new Quillies immediately.
I suggest you try new Quillies immediately. Here, have a free packet or two. Half a dozen, maybe.
Well, needless to say, Quillies changed everything. Now I have a different date every night.
Yes, why don't you take Judy's advice? If you feel down in the mouth, suck Quillies. And see how it changes your life.
Suck Quillies, they make your mouth feel great.
Before you go out in the morning, stick Quillies in your pocket.
Great.
That was Radioactive's thought for the day. And now, a real late-night listening treat for all you insomniacs who can't sleep, the latest in our series of pop profiles. It's the heebie-jeebie story.
Isn't familiar with the name of Norris, Gary, and Dobbin Cribb? Well, almost everyone, and quite justifiably. But that's probably because they're better known as the heebie-jeebies, one of the most phenomenally successful sensations in the world of phenomena. That is, the world of pop known to us as the pop world. We asked them how it all started.
I don't know.
But how come this colossal rise to fame in such a short time? I asked Dobbin.
Well, of course, we've been brothers on a non-commercial basis before all this, but then Robert Stigwood came along.
He's your manager.
Oh, is he?
No, I was asking you.
Oh, yeah, Robert.
So, I flew over to Sydney, Australia, to see the boys' manager, Robert Stigwig. An entirely wasted journey, as Stigwig lives in New York. I wanted to speak to him in his luxury penthouse apartment, the heart of the Stigwig Empire. Mr. Stigwig.
Call me Rob.
No. Mr. Stigwig, why the heebie-jeebies?
Well, when I first met them, I took one look at these four lads.
Three.
Was it? These three lads, then, and I thought, here are four men.
Three.
Three men. I saw in them a rare spark of creativity, of originality.
Yes.
So I got rid of that, and hey, presto, overnight stars.
So, now they're at the top of the pop world, what ambitions remain for the heebie-jeebies?
Well, we all still have one great ambition, something we feel we owe to our fans, and that is to release our first record.
But how do the boys themselves feel about venturing into the recording studio for the first time?
We're really thrilled, of course, really excited.
Yeah. You're really looking forward to the challenge of actually making a record.
Well, we're more looking forward to the thrill of learning how to play guitar.
And how to sing.
Yeah, how to sing. I'd like to sing. That'd be great.
Then, now, 8 months later, for the first time on British radio, here's your chance to hear the fruits of their long labours. From Men Expired, the Heebie-Jeebies with their latest debut single.
Golden rays of golden sun fall on your golden hair, and I'll brush aside the golden cheeks and see you golden there. And I wonder what you and I are going to do all day, 'cause I can't think of anything I want to do all day. So I'll have to do what I did yesterday and sing you meaningless songs in very hot voice with a thousand violins. Meaningless songs in very hot voice. Thank you.
Radioactive, brought to you by the Oxford Review, starring Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Philip Pope, Karen Rasmussen, Michael Stevens, and David Jackson Young. The show was written by Richard Curtis, Angus Deaton, Philip Pope, David Jackson Young, and the producer, Jimmy Mulville.
In a moment on Radioactive, we'll be giving you the address to write to for your free money, and also telling you where to obtain your free nude posters of Debbie Harry, John Travolta, David Bowie, and Farrah Fawcett Majors. But right now, it's time to say goodbye to Radio 4 listeners who leave us for their own programs.
This is Radio 4. Before the next programme, here is an announcement about BBC staff vacancies. The BBC has vacancies for the following positions. Television newsreaders are required for BBC One and BBC Two. Any candidates with incomprehensible regional accents, drink problems and embarrassing speech impediments will automatically be favoured. And an entire new team of BBC Radio 4 continuity announcers is required following the shock redundancy measures announced only minutes ago. In fact, the next person to speak, we understand, is the first in line for the push, the big E. So perhaps you'd bear that in mind as you listen to them doing the following link. Particularly obnoxious, this one, apparently. Very unpopular in the department. Everyone's glad to see the back of him.